Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. Wouldn't it be nice to get a 35% raise, or even better, a 50% raise? Well, some Massachusetts communities have seen just that, but not in their paychecks, on their water bills. And here to explain why this is happening is Martha Davis. She's a professor of law at Northeastern University. She's the lead author of a Northeastern report, A Drop in the Bucket, Water Affordability Policies in 12 Massachusetts Communities. And she's also an expert affiliate of WaterLex, an international NGO focused on protecting the human right to water. Professor Davis, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here.
So you, in this report, analyze the water rates of 12 communities in Massachusetts, including the 10 largest water districts in the state. Briefly, what did you find? I mean, those numbers are kind of staggering.
Yeah, so we didn't look so much at the increase over time in water prices, but more about how the communities were responding to that. So we were looking at the discounts and affordability policies that the cities were adopting in response to this. And what we found was that there's really a sort of narrow set of policies that the cities have adopted. None of the municipalities that we looked at had income-based discounts, which is kind of astonishing given that it's really income that plays the biggest role in whether or not somebody can afford these rising water prices. And then we found, also that some communities are shutting off water when people don't pay. Others have a policy of not doing that, but may instead put the water bill over for a tax lien so that ultimately people might even lose their property. So there are lots of different responses that cities are having, and that's really what we were looking at.
And these are just, again, in these 12
That's
places.
Right.
But I guess one of the big questions that comes to mind for me is why? Why are the water rates seemingly increasing at kind of insane levels?
Yeah. So it's happening nationwide, I should say. So it's not just Massachusetts. And there are a number of reasons. One is that the infrastructure that provides our water service is really aging. It's decades old all around the country, and it's very, very expensive to repair. And until it's repaired, there are lots of leaks and other things that cause, increase in water prices. Ironically, greater successful conservation ends up meaning that our water can go up.
Why is that?
Because if you're utilizing resources to produce a lower level of water and have a lower demand, then the cost per unit is greater. So that's really what it is. So we want to conserve, but it has this ironic impact of increasing water prices. And then climate change plays a role too. You know, as we see more extreme weather events, especially with stormwater charges and sewer charges, as they're flooding and so on, that pollutes the water sources, the cost of dealing with that goes up. And then increases the water costs as well.
So I want to get back to those two numbers that I mentioned at the top in maybe a bit of a joking manner about getting a raise. But this 50% sewer rate increase in Pittsfield and then the 35% water rate increase was in Winthrop. And we're going to hear from Winthrop's town manager in just a moment. But one of the justifications there, to quote from the town's website, was that the previous rates were insufficient to support budgeted expenses for fiscal year 2018. Seems like jargon, but does that just mean that they were undercharging in our other towns? Have they been undercharging? Is that the issue here?
Yeah, I think the issue is that the cost is rising. And as I say, that's happening nationwide. And one estimate is that very soon, by I think 2022, that about a third of the people in the country will not be able to afford water. There are obviously, you're juggling those kinds of bills. And so when you say you can't afford water, it's really looking at what percentage of your income is devoted to paying for your water costs. And the typical standard that's looked at is 4% or 4.5%. And so what we're saying is that a significant number of the people in the country will have water costs that exceed that by 2022. So water costs are definitely rising. And when we looked at this information, we didn't really find any bad actors. You know, it's not that the water managers in these towns are trying to stick it to consumers, but it's really that this is a big challenge that everyone is facing. And our concern was really, as we face this challenge together, what are the values that we're going to be using to decide how much we charge and how we deal with people that really can't afford water. When water is a human right, water is something that everyone needs, and we can't really cut people off and say, sorry, you, who, low-income person, don't get water.
Right. So Let's actually turn to the town manager of Winthrop. Austin Faison is on the line. Austin, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So you've been listening in here, and we mentioned that Winthrop's price increase was 35%. There was public protest on the decision to raise rates. What happened in Winthrop?
So many of the items that the previous speaker was discussing are what came up. In Winthrop, the price went up. Some individuals chose to conserve, which then ultimately led to the price having to be increased again. This is due to debt that was taken on in the past, as well as the assessment that comes from the MWRA. In terms of the MWRA assessment...
And this is the Massachusetts Water Resource Authority?
Yes, who actually has a facility on right next to Winthrop on Deer Island. Our assessment stays the same from that entity, and that assessment is based off of the three-year average or the prior 3 years. So even though people are reducing usage in the short term, it's over the long term, which impacts the usage of the municipality in the bigger numbers, essentially.
But what did you say to residents who were upset about this price increase?
You know, I hear them, and I tried to be very sympathetic to it. This was something that when the original rate increase went into place in May of 2018, when the first one was announced, there was a little postscript to it that if usage is decreased, then another increase could be projected for the future. I unfortunately had to then pick up the ball with that one and deal with that increase. And it's not something I wanted to put on the community. There's a lot of changes in a short period of time in terms of their rates. Although I would like to smooth it in the future, this is something that was necessary to pay for the bills that the town had basically already incurred, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
So, Martha, I want to turn to you and ask this question. Some estimates say that, you know, the average person in the U.S. uses something like 80 to 100 gallons of water per day. And, you know, of course, everyone should be able to afford their water, but environmentalists argue we're wasting a lot of water. 80 to 100 gallons a day is a lot of water. Could rising prices really help us conserve water?
Mm-hmm. Well, as you heard, it actually can, in the short term anyway, raise prices, so it may not have that impact. I agree that conservation is something that we should all be trying to achieve. Some of that usage is leakage, you know, so that's one thing that we have to consider. And also, you know, we do have, you know, certain standards here in the U.S. and expectations about being able to take a bath, being able to take a shower, being able to take a daily shower. You know, it's really a cultural thing. And so, you know, our concern in doing this report is, are there some people that can no longer afford the kinds of basic, you know, lifestyle choices that we expect to have in a country like the U.S. You know, our water costs going up so much that that's going to be impossible for some sector. You know, many people can still afford water at the prices that they are, even if prices continue to go up. It won't be a major issue. And so it's really for these people that whose incomes are so low that water is making up a sizable percentage of their incomes.
So Austin Faison, the town manager of Winthrop, the water rates, I'm reading that they won't be reassessed until next summer. But what is Winthrop doing to address this affordability issue?
Sure. So one was that announcement of nothing's going to change over the next year. Number two is the infrastructure work that's totally necessary. We have pipes in town that are made of clay. We have
sort of addressing this leakage issue that you were speaking of.
Absolutely.
Martha.
So it's not a huge leakage issue. We go around town constantly looking for leaks. It is just a failing old infrastructure. And we are taking care of a large water sewer drainage project in the Center Business District. It just went out to bid, and that work is going to happen next summer. But we have to fix the infrastructure. We need to make sure that the water that's flowing through our system is clean, but also as secure as possible. And being so close to the ocean, it's a different even level of interaction that we have And we're always looking for info and infiltration and things like that. But we are trying to work on our system so that if we don't have to pay for large scale infrastructure items, then the rates will be able to stabilize. But we just have an enormous amount of infrastructure work to do over the next most likely 10 to 20 years.
That's Austin Faison. He's the town manager of Winthrop. Austin Faison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So Martha Davis, professor of law at Northeastern University, you were going to jump in there.
So I just wanted to say that one of the things that's happened also that's contributed to the rising water costs is that the federal government has pulled back considerably in the amount of subsidy and grants and so on that they make available to municipalities to deal with in these kind of infrastructure issues. And mm-hmm. so you have the municipalities bearing the burden of this that where it used to be spread more widely. It's also the case that the state of Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, used to have a program that was much like the heating program that assisted people with low incomes who couldn't afford their water. That program discontinued. And so now, you know, we've got these municipalities with discount programs that are primarily targeted at the elderly, primarily targeted at owners of property, rather than owner-occupants, rather than renters. And so there are a lot of people that are falling through the cracks with these discount programs that are available, at least in the communities that we looked at, where water costs are rising.
So we actually spoke earlier to Dolores Randolph. She does communications for the Boston Water and Sewage Commission. They explain that about 50% of the cost is due to the rate set by the NWRA, and that the rest goes to direct services and infrastructure projects to improve service. Let's listen to what she said.
The best thing to do is to call it, not to ignore it, in terms of questions or with regard to their bills.
So did you find that as well in the towns that you looked at, that there is support and negotiation and things available to homeowners, renters, whoever is paying water bills?
Yes, it's certainly true that some of the towns we looked at communicated that. Some of them did not. Some of them, maybe you could call, but they didn't encourage it. There wasn't anything on their websites or anything that said, you know, call us to talk. Boston is one of the places that said, please call. The number that they give is called collections, so it's not very friendly sounding, you mm-hmm. know, for people that are having difficulty paying a bill. Our other concern is that there aren't any parameters given for what people can expect in that kind of negotiation. So you're told, call us, we'll work with you, but you don't know what the options are. You're really kind of in the dark. And compare that to one of the other cities we looked at was Philadelphia, where they really spell out kind of here are some of the options. They talk about speaking with a customer service representative instead of a collections agent. So they really try to make it something where people can feel confident, more confident about calling in and trying to work something out.
So in the last just about 30 or so seconds that we have, Martha Davis, professor of law at Northeastern, what would be your message to state and local leaders? We heard from Winthrop there about what to do and how urgent the situation is mm-hmm. for people.
I think the situation in Massachusetts is not at the highest urgency that you see around the country, but that, I think, gives us an opportunity to get out in front and lead on this issue. We've got cities like Philadelphia and cities like Portland, Oregon, that have taken a lead in developing equitable programs, and I'd like to see the towns in Massachusetts also being innovative in how to think about this.
That's Martha Davis. She's a professor of law at Northeastern University, and she's the lead author of a Northeastern study called A Drop in the Bucket, Water Affordability Policies in 12 Massachusetts Communities. She's also an expert affiliate of WaterLex, an international NGO focused on protecting the human right to water. Professor Davis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Jamie Bologna, and this is WBUR's Radio Boston.